Hello and welcome to our weekly podcast, The World Outside. I'm Maha Siddiqui. Chinese billionaire and founder of Alibaba, Jack Ma, has been missing from public appearance for the last 2 months. The media-savvy entrepreneur's absence from his own show, Africa's Business Heroes, heightened speculation about him being under surveillance by the Chinese government. Let's understand what exactly is happening. Joining me now is political commentator Aynar Tangent. Many thanks, Aynar, for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
Aynar, where is Jack Ma? Has there been any statement from his company after all the speculation that's doing the rounds?
No, so let's just cover what happened here. On October 24th, Jack Ma attended a Bund Finance Summit. The keynote speaker was Wang Qishan, the vice president. There was also one of the governors of the People's Bank of China, and in addition, a vice minister of finance for China. So Jack spoke third. During his speech, which was quite long, he was perceived by the Chinese government to be criticizing their approach. This whole Bund summit had been a way of introducing, to the rest of the world what China was going to do with its dual circulation methodology and how it was going to handle it. So there was a lot of surprise and consternation. On the 2nd of November, he was called by the government and called in. And at that time, they told him that his IPO for Ant Financial, which was supposed to be the largest one in the world at $36 billion U.S. dollar valuation, was being canceled, and that they were looking at antitrust actions against him. Now, this was not all of a sudden. Even before October 24th meeting, there had been a number of shots fired across the bow of both Alibaba and Tencent about three cases involving anti-competitive practices, one in 2014, one in 2017, and one in 2018. So they came, they have been signaling that they were going to come after Alibaba and probably break it up. There was a feeling that there was too much power concentrated in that company. There was also this idea that it was so easy for these large companies to, in essence, put their name out there, raise lots and lots of money, and then go back into the market and purchase companies and create new monopolies, which would even make them stronger. So there had been a lot of consternation there. Jack Ma apparently wanted to speak up against that. Since that time, he has not been seen. He was supposed to do one of his favorite television shows, which is about entrepreneurship in Africa. According to his corporate people, he had a scheduling difficulty. According to reports, I have not seen it in person, People's Daily said that he had, quote, embraced supervision, unquote. What this means is that Jack Ma, who is a member of the Communist Party, which means that when you join, you sign a contract with the Communist Party that you are open to supervision at any time for any reason. They can call you in and talk to you about what's going on. Now, by saying he embraced supervision, it seems like he has voluntarily gone into a period of seclusion where he'd be talking through a number of these matters. And that's all that we know so far to date.
So, Aynar, you were saying that even before October, there are reports that both Tencent and Alibaba or its affiliates could have been under investigation. What exactly are these investigations about? Because China seems to be suggesting that they want to encourage entrepreneurship. But on the other hand, the impression that is going out now is completely the opposite.
Well, that's the irony here. People on the outside are seeing this as anti-entrepreneurship, whereas the Chinese government sees the exact opposite. What they don't want are more monopolies. And this is what you have with with Tencent and Alibaba, is that they have dominant positions in their various markets, and they have been raising money to buy new positions in other markets, related markets, which allows them to, in essence, create more and more monopolies. Monopolies are the exact opposite of entrepreneurship. If the market is controlled by a dominant entity, they're in essence taxing consumers because they can set the price. There's no elasticity. If you want it, you have to buy it from them. So the Chinese government is going the exact opposite direction. They have signaled very clearly that entrepreneurship, small, medium-sized enterprises, are going to be encouraged. There's not only these actions, but they've also taken actions in other areas. For instance, Chinese companies on the mainland that used to guarantee fundraising bonds in Hong Kong, they used to not, you know, always pay up. The Chinese mainland courts have said that any guarantee that is made by a Chinese company, regardless of where it is going to be happily honored. So that's a big change. They've also been letting some of these large SOEs default on their bonds to make it clear that they will not be a continuous source of subsidy. Now, this is related to the desire to normalize the trade relations with the EU, and also as a way of encouraging more people to invest in China, knowing that there is, in fact, an opportunity there. So the messages are exactly the opposite. It's just not being seen that way at the moment.
So my next question, Ayanard, is with regards to the fact that there have been allegations against Chinese tech companies for acting at the behest of the Chinese government or acting to the tune of the Chinese government by sharing data. Is there a possibility that this equation could have gone wrong between the Chinese government and Jack Ma?
No, I don't think so, because you have to remember the information that Jack Ma is collecting is from within China. They're not that large outside of China. They do have business interests out there. I don't think there's any concern about him sharing information because, quite frankly, the information itself is widely known to the government. I mean, through tracking, through the digital yuan, the idea of privacy is changing. This idea that I can hide money, that I cannot pay my taxes, that I don't have to pay people back and I can act with impunity, I think those days are pretty much gone in China. They have a social credit score system which records if you do not pay your bills on time, if you do not pay your debts. You cannot even, if you don't pay your debts and it's brought to the notice of authorities, you can't get on a first-class train or take an airplane. You cannot get money from banks. So this is an effort to equalize things, to allow good people who do good things to create businesses and not always be at the mercy of the people who are always taking shortcuts or taking advantage of the system.
Okay, so, you know, there have been instances in the past of sudden disappearance of Chinese businessmen, their families sometimes. Some have made a reappearance as well. Has that kind of precedent heightened the concern about Jack Ma's sudden disappearance, which you are saying has been called embracing supervision?
Yeah, I mean, there are concerns, especially by foreign companies. I mean, when you go back, there was a case involving a prominent pharmaceutical company that was caught bribing doctors and hospitals in order to get their product in. They insisted that everybody does it. It's still a violation of the law. In the end, their executives were allowed to leave the country even though they were convicted of it. But now things have changed a little bit as since the seizure of Ms. Meng, the daughter of the Huawei founder, it was perceived that China arrested two Canadians in retaliation. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. It's just that has been the position. So this idea of taking hostages seems to be very popularized now. I mean, this is kind of a medieval type of situation. Now, in terms which you really wouldn't think would be happening today, especially given the intensity of interconnections economically and politically between different countries. But we seem to be backsliding, and this could be the result of the kind of policies and attitudes that Donald Trump has been pushing. But those days are hopefully behind us. In the future, hopefully it will be a situation where countries don't feel the need to actually go out and seize people. Instead, that they can have legal recourse, perhaps if the U.S. reappoints, allows the appointment of appellate judges at the WTO. This could be very helpful because it gives a place where you can have final settlement, where you can get resolution. Remember, the U.S. Within that system was over 90%, won over 90% of the cases that they brought. So it was not a rigged trial or anything like that or system. It was one that worked very well for most countries. So at this point, there is some things, especially there's some sensitivity about what has happened in Hong Kong. But that's tied mostly up with politics, not economics. And that's where I would draw the line of separation between what's happening with Jack Ma and what's happening in Hong Kong. Jack Ma ran afoul directly of the government by, in essence, ridiculing their political plans. Now, he's a member of the party. They have what they call party discipline. If the party comes out with a policy, if you don't agree with it, you can say nothing, but you cannot openly disagree with these policies once they've been arrived at. These are not policies that are uttered by one person. Xi Jinping doesn't suddenly say, this is what I want, and it happens. The Chinese take exhaustive and long research. They discuss these things at various levels of the government ad nauseum until they reach consensus, and then it is an announced policy. Now, once the policy's out there, you're, as a member of the party, you're supposed to support it. If you choose to go against it, then you can be brought in for supervision. And what that means is they're going to discuss with you why you opposed it. You know, is this out of genuine concern because something was wrong, or are you simply trying to stand out and say that your policies are better than the government policies?
I now have a final question to you. Since the Communist Party government is under the scanner here in some sense, are they likely to come out with some statement citing the developments in this case, considering Jack Ma is one of the most prominent Chinese faces globally?
Well, yes. I mean, there will be a statement eventually. I don't know when it will be. I don't know where Jack Ma is. I don't know where they are in terms of what they intend to do about Alibaba and Tencent, if they're in fact going ahead with this this effort to break both companies up into smaller component pieces and make sure that they don't become dominant players. But at some point, they will come out with a statement. I'm sure he will also be part of that process. And then after that, we'll see where it goes. But in China, it's very different than other countries. If you're a billionaire in the U.S. or in India, it sometimes things seem to always fall your way, and not in China. In China, it's very simple. The rules are where they are. You know where the lines are. If you cross those lines, you will run into trouble, and it doesn't matter if you have $50 billion in your pocket.
Aina Tangent, many thanks for speaking with us on that rather intriguing development from China.
Thank you.